I was just wondering, will there ever be a boy born who can swim faster than the shark?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, the broadcasting voice of the University of British Columbia, an institute of higher learning.
The Canterbury Tales of Chaucer.
Yep.
And Shakespeare.
Far enough that I won't count the miles.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show. Stay tuned because John Pippus is here in the studio with his guitar. He has a special show coming on. So we'll be back.
Constellation markings across your body drawings. to your shadow.
Listening to 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show, and like I said, we have John Pipos here. He's gonna play a couple of cool songs. Hey, John, how are you?
I as well. We're good, thanks.
He's an amazing singer-songwriter and also a promoter of independent music here in Vancouver. He runs Trees Coffee Shop there Thursday and Fridays. It's an three songwriters, no?
Yeah, every Thursday and Friday, I've got three acts that perform. 450 Granville Street, Trees Organic Coffee House. And we've been doing that for coming up to 5 years now.
5 years, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So how many artists you
well,
presented there? Like?
Oh, that's a lot, eh? I mean, figure six acts a week times 5 years is, I don't know, 8,552
like,
or something.
Yeah, like
it's a few
500
hundred,
or
500
something.
500 or something, sure.
Yeah. Holy. So you know all the singer-songwriters in Vancouver already?
Every single one of them as well, and their parents, and their children. Yes, yes, I do. I support them all, in fact. No, no, no. I know a lot of people. It's a great way to be part of a musical scene is to run a little music night because you just become kind of like a hub. You know, people
yeah,
come
yeah.
to you and they want to play. And you meet so many nice people in the music profession.
Cool, yeah. Okay, so he also has a CD called Born a Genius that we play here quite often, actually. So he's going to be playing a couple of cool songs here because now you're playing with a band, no?
I sometimes play with a band. I play solo, I play as a duo, I play as a trio, sometimes four or five or even a six piece. It depends on the venue mm-hmm. and it depends on who's available and it depends on how much the gig is paying.
Cool. Okay, he's going to be playing on February 12th at the Billy Bishop Legion.
Yeah, we can talk about that. It's really going to be a fun night, and they're going to have more than just music happening that night. It's going to
yeah.
be body painting.
Okay.
I just found out we're having body painting, so see what that's about.
Okay, well, we'll talk a little bit about that later on in the show. I'm going to tell you what we listen. We started with this amazing band, The Clockmakers, from Vancouver, actually. Just discovered these guys, less than a couple of weeks ago. And I was really surprised with the quality of their music. Well, I have an EP here, kind of like an EP, four songs. So we listened to a couple of songs, These Great Buildings and On the Lake. And after that, we listened to Kelly Stoltz with the song Remember You Were Wild. He's on Sub Pop Records. And actually pretty... decent singer-songwriter too, Kelly Stoltz. Kind of like the Beatle-ish pop that they do. And then we listen to this band, Stars, that we're listening there in the back. Really love these guys too. They're from Toronto. And actually, I think a couple of them are in a broken social scene. So, yeah, the city is called The Five Ghosts. And we listen to Wasted Daylight. And then on the back, we're listening to I Died So I Can Haunt You. And this song is called Fix. So, yeah, really cool. And we have a lot of people listening there on the internet at www.citr.ca. So we're going to be saying hello to them as the show progresses. So, yeah, let's listen to this. And then John is ready to play a couple of tunes. So stick around. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
Friends of CITR there. So yeah, so John is here. He's gonna play on the 12th at the Billy Bishop Legion with a couple of bands, Satori Tithe and Harma White. No?
Yeah, three bands. Lots of fun. Starts, the doors open at 8:30 at the Billy Bishop Legion on Kitts Point in Kitsilano there. The parking, I just went by there this morning, and if you park at the Kitts Beach parking lot, you're only half a block away from the Legion, because parking's kind of scarce right in front of the Legion there on Laburnum Street, but half a block from Kitts Beach parking lot, and there you are. Or you can take the bus along Cornwall there. I say take the bus because we've got 375 beer specials, and we're going to have a $4.25 love potion that our bartender is concocting, especially for Valentine's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
What is it on that drink?
What is in it?
What is it? Yeah.
Well, I can't tell you. If I told you, I'd have to kill you. So, it's a big Valentine's surprise. It'll be red. It'll be love potion. It'll make you horny and want to dance. It's a Valentine's drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it red?
Yeah, it'll have some red, you know, red for blood, the blood of the heart, you know.
Does it have a rum?
I don't know.
Vodka, maybe.
maybe some paint remover. Yeah, that's not all it's gonna remove. You know, it's Valentine's.
Okay, so you wanna remind people where the Billy Bishop Legion is?
The Billy Bishop Legion. Saturday, February 12th, three bands, is on Laburnum Street. I don't have the exact address in front of me, but it's the Billy Bishop Legion, and it's on Laburnum, and it's half a block or just a few doors in from Cornwall, right near Kitts Beach. So you can Google it, or we can find the address and say it later. And that's next Saturday. You can buy tickets. Advance tickets are only $10 at Zulu Records and Red Cat Records on Main Street. So yeah, we're going to have a slow dance contest with prizes. We're going to have love poetry, body painting, like I mentioned earlier. We're going to have a comic, a comedian, and the three bands, and then the drink special. So it's a pretty good night. $10 advance and $12 at the door.
Okay, cool. So you want to play a song so people know?
Sure.
More or less? Because, well, you're going to play with the whole band, no?
Yeah, I'll play with the whole band today. It's just me. Okay?
Yeah.
Here's a song called Airplane Woman. Airplane Woman, take me for a ride. I'm not coming down to your set.
satisfied. Airplane warm up in the forehand. Not coming down to your city span. Mama called the doctor. She said she needs a shot. I don't know what it is she needs, but she need a lot. Mama called the doctor, said she needs a shot. I don't know what she needs, but she need a lot, that's right. What she says, yeah, how? How? But then she real. Yeah, she gonna shake your money maker. 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 Shake it on that line. You may need dinner, cold dust and beans. I am more chicken than a man has ever seen. You may need dinner, cold dust and beans. Chicken and a man as ever seen. Yeah.
So that was Airplane Woman. There's a version, no, on the. People can listen to it without the whole band?
Yep. I got a version on my website with a whole band. We did a live version at the Yale Hotel. I've also got another a studio version I did, kind of like this one, harmonica, and had his drums on it as well, a little cajon drum.
Okay. So John has other CDs, no? Before Born a Genius, you have any other...
Yes, Born a Genius came out 2010. This City came out 2009. And a EP came out in 2006 called Song Tourist. And then I've got some various singles now. I've just put out just digital only recently, a digital only album called Orphans and Singles, or Singles and Orphans. And that's just a whole bunch of songs that I've got lying around, and I put them together. And you know, with the internet, you can do that. You don't have to print hard copies. So I've got three full-length albums out, and I'm working on another for coming out later this year.
Okay. So people can find your music at johnpipus.com, no?
Yeah, P-I-P-P-U-S, J-O-H-N-P-I-P-P-U-S.com. That's me.
Cool. Okay, do you want to play another song?
I'd love to.
Yeah, we're here.
I'd love to. This song is called I Dreamed About Muddy Waters Last Night, and it's a true story. I, not too long ago, woke up, and I had a very vivid dream of muddy waters. And so I just wrote down pretty much exactly what happened in the dream, found kind of a cool riff, and that's what this one is about.
Okay.
Last night I dreamed about Muddy Waters. Last night he was playing his telly, wearing his three-piece suit. I woke up this morning, had to play me the blues. Jimmy Reed's song. this morning. I had me all I need to know. Night. I dreamed about muddy waters last night. He was so cool, he didn't say much. I woke up this morning, I believe I could feel muddy's touch. About muddy waters last night. I dreamed about muddy waters last night. I dreamed about muddy waters last night. Yeah, that's right. I dreamed about muddy waters last night.
Cool, eh? Got the blues there, eh?
Uh-huh.
That's cool. So you want to talk a little bit about the band?
Sure.
You're playing with Evelyn, no?
Yeah, Evelyn. Ev's going to be joining me for that one on vocals and percussion and, you know, just shaking it up.
Uh-huh. And then you have Rob Fillo.
I've got Rob Fillo on bass that night. I've got Michael Dewey on drums. Might have a keyboard player, might have a lead player, but you just never know. Who's not gigging that night and whatever. These are all singer-songwriters. Every one of these people can do a show on their own.
Their own gig, yeah.
Yeah, and so we just, you know, different configurations we can pull together. I've definitely got my rhythm section, and I got Ev, so that's my basic unit for this gig, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what about the other bands that are playing on the 12th?
The other bands are, we've got Satori Tide, and they were highly recommended to me by my producer, Adam Bailey, so that was good enough for me. And I've listened to them on MySpace. I've never seen them live. They're a young band. They sound really good. Sort of a cross between, I'd hate to say, but there's some definite Led Zeppelin influences in there.
Oh, yeah?
But a lot, it's not as heavy. You know, there's still sort of like a party band in there.
Okay.
And then the other band, another young band, Harma White, they're from Abbotsford. And I've heard some of their gigs when they play in Vancouver, they get a party bus out in Abbotsford. They drive in all their friends in their party bus. So,
oh, yeah?
So maybe we'll see the party bus pull up in front of the Billy on Saturday.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's listen to Satori Tide, no?
Yeah.
Check out these guys and start saying hello to people. We'll have Charlie's listening there in Budapest in Hungary.
Nice.
And also Maruš is also listening there in Szeged, or supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie said that you sound really awesome.
Oh, thanks, Charlie. Appreciate it.
Yeah, with bad words, but we're not going to repeat the bad words. And we also want to say hi to Jordan and Jillian from Van Music. They're also fans of you, so they're tuning in. And also Lauren. Do you want to talk about Lauren? She's listening also.
Oh, Lauren's there too? Yeah, Lauren is... Hi, Lauren. Lauren's my young publicist. I've hired a publicist, my first ever publicist. It's great to have somebody to share the workload. You know, a lot of this music thing, just sitting here playing, is kind of the tip of the iceberg. The rest of the iceberg is made up of filling in forms and applying for grants and promoting and all sorts of business that you got to take care of if you want to make any kind of headway in this business. And so... Now that I've got Lauren on board helping me out with the promotion and publicity and ideas and so on, it's such a relief. And she's a really nice person, so I'm glad you're listening, Lauren.
Okay, so big hello to all our listeners. We should give away some tickets later on, so just write the number for now, 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR. And let's listen to Satori Tide, no? Let's see what these guys are all about. I read that they're a little reggae-ish too, no? Well, let's listen and see what people think.
Yeah.
of it all. No, no, no. Oh, well, with love as a remedy and fear far away. Oh, it doesn't really matter just what they say. We'll be right back.
So that's Authority. They're going to be playing there on February 12th at the Billy Bishop on Kitsilano.
Hey! Your eyes were filled with stars, so you picked up a guitar, and how the people gave the attention that you crave. Tonight, the stage is yours, but the world has watched you rise and fall a thousand times before. Polka never dies. Hey! So when your face is gone, all the dance will carry on, and you'll rot down in your grave with the souls you couldn't save. Tonight, the stage was yours. How they loved your moans and sighs. But the Reaper loved you more. Oh, God never dies. Ha!
Great way to spend your pre-Valentine's Day season? Want to support local organizations which help marginalized women and survivors of sexual violence? Want to laugh, cry, and scream C-U-N-T at the top of your lungs with 400 other audience members? Well, why not check out UBC V-Day's 2011 productions, A Memory, A Monologue, A Rant, A Prayer, and The Vagina Monologues. These shows run alternate nights in the Freddie Wood Theater from Tuesday, February 8th to Saturday, February 12th. Showtime is 8 p.m. with a 2 p.m. matinee on the Saturday. With humor, narrative, live music, and dildo fights, these two incredible shows delve into sexuality, violence, and women's empowerment in poignant, diverse ways. Buy tickets outside the sub from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday or online at Brown Paper Tickets, event number 139526 and event number 139597.
I had ambition, a plan to survive. I got nothing to live for, but I don't want to die.
Let's legalize it all around the world. No drug lord profits, no overdose. I'm full of poison for the price of a shot. You don't want it now, it's not. We'll be right back.
kid named Ross. He took too much. He paid the cost. If he knew what he was doing, he'd be here still. He was a good kid, but he got killed.
Let's legalize it all around the world. No drug or profits, no overdose. I'm full of poison for the price of a shot. You don't want it now, it's not gonna stop. Let's regulate it, FDA approved. We can tax it, there's nothing to lose. I'm full of poison for the price of a shot. You don't want it now, it's not gonna stop.
Let's undermine it, let's regulate it, talk about it, let's neutralize it, let's legalize it, let's legalize it, let's legalize it, let's legalize it.
So that's John Pippus there, let's legalize it. And before that, we listened to the Dreadnoughts with Polkas, Polka Never Dies. So this is John Pippus too. This is like with the whole band, no?
This one's just me and
yeah, that's just me and Adam on percussion. Me singing, and there's no guitar in this one actually. You got me
drinking. Okay, so you want to play another song? Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Well, and we should say that the one before the Dreadnoughts was Satori Tide, and that ska kind of thing they were doing there.
Yeah, kind of
reggae. I can't wait to see these guys live. That's going to be a good band.
Yeah, really cool. They kind of remind me of Los Furious and yeah,
Madness.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's listen to another song.
All right. I'm going to change the pace a little bit now. The first couple of songs I did were really in the hard blues vein. This one's a little more in the I guess a ballady vein. It's called Secret World. It's what happens when you meet somebody and circumstances don't allow you to come together.
Come into my secret world. Let me show you what I found. I've seen your lines before. I wish you could be my girl. Come into my secret world. Come into my secret world. And let me show you who I am. Won't be afraid to say what's really on our minds. Come into my secret world. Oh yeah. Come into my secret world. And let your body talk to mine. The way we feel is gonna be our guide. Let your body talk to mine. Come into my secret world. I've been dreaming of this day. And though I can't have you, I still want you anyway. Come into my secret world. Oh, yeah.
Cool. So that's something that we can expect on 12th of February at the
Yeah,
Bishop.
On the 12th with the band. I'll keep it more rock and probably might do one slow. I might even do that one. I don't know. Or maybe I'll do, I got a new one. I'll do that later. I got a new one. Might do that one. But mostly it'll be up-tempo. We want to keep that dance floor going. It's got a good dance floor. So this ain't navel gazing exercise here. This is good time Valentine's dance.
Okay. Well, let's listen to another of my favorite songs, and then we'll be right back here on 101.9 FM.
the slamming door.
They moved forward and my heart died. They moved forward and my heart died.
Please, please tell me what they looked like.
So we were listening there to the Silver Sun pickups from LA. They're really cool. That song was Sort Of. So we're here with John Peoples. They're having a big show on February 12th at the Billy Bishop. We had an ad there, but I can't find it now. So keep looking. But in the meantime, we have a world premiere, no?
Mm-hmm.
That we're going to perform. Well, you're going to perform right now.
You can sing along, too, if you want.
Well, I don't know the lyrics.
Yeah, this is a new song I wrote just a couple of weeks ago called Restless Feeling, and I made a video for it on Sunday, shot it, now we've got to edit it. So I'll be looking forward to getting this song out into the world, and this is the first time I'm playing this song in public.
Kind of feeling, it's become a friend to me. Whispers I should leave here and find a life that's free of all this obligation and not being all I can. Gonna drop these chains and learn to fly. In circles, never getting to the core. A useless situation. I know there's so much more, and I can hardly see her. She's near but far away. Gonna take a chance and learn to fly. And I will sing for you every song I know. You can paint your pictures of the changing scene below. We'll let our spirits roam to where they need to be. Trust in love, trust in who we are. To meet me on the other side, free of any obligation, face the new sunrise. I will stand beside you. I'm scared, but I don't mind. Gonna drop these chains and learn to fly. Gonna drop these chains and learn to fly.
So, what was the name of that song?
That's called Restless Feeling.
Restless Feeling.
Restless Feeling, yep.
So what are your lyrics? What did they talk about?
Restless Feeling? Oh, it's talking about you're in a situation and you're thinking, you know, if I could just let all this obligation go and throw away my planner and toss out the computer with all the emails and all the stuff you got to do and just go start a new life somewhere. I think everybody feels that from time to time. Just throw it all in and, you know, go down somewhere in the sun and, you know, start new, fresh. That's what it's a very common feeling people have, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you can do it in little ways from time to time. And a few people, I guess they do it big time. They just can't, you know, change their identity and away they go, right? Anyway, the song is about that. It's feeling that.
Okay. So let's listen to Harma White, no?
Yeah.
Let's see what they sound about.
Yeah.
Okay. We have this song, they're cute. It's called Keep Moving.
Thank you. band music was formed just to propel musicians into the spotlight. It's a website. It's a Vancouver-based website that promotes independent music. It's a promotional tool for Vancouver musicians to get exposed.
It can be quite challenging for a band to get their start here in Vancouver. A website like Band Music is needed in this city. I think that any time anyone is willing to invest in the arts and in music, you know, it's going to be for the greater good.
Vancouver music scene is very rich, very vibrant. That's why we decided to start this website, so we could promote and showcase all these musical movements.
A good example that we've done to help promote a local band is the Get Down. We help them really establish their identity and their branding. We want to provide those tools for anybody that's interested. All those factors, when you combine them together, they're very important to help new bands get established and be heard.
We've got the radio, we've got the shows, we have profiles on bands, we also have blogs. It's a great way to get your band exposed.
You create a free account. At that point, you can create a profile on there, put on your bio, pictures, videos, and that kind of stuff. We'll essentially do the social networking for you.
I would definitely recommend bandmusic.ca to any up-and-coming band from Vancouver wanting to get their name up there.
Here with John Pipos. Time flies, hey?
Yeah.
Really fast. Yeah.
That's because we're having a good time.
Yeah, exactly. More greetings. Arlene is listening there in Vernon. Arlene and Gorth,
mm-hmm.
They're my friends.
I'm
going to visit them in the weekend.
Yeah, how are you going to get up there?
I need a ride, so if anybody wants to give me a ride to the Kelowna-Vernon area.
I'm going in March. If you can wait till the end of March, I'm going then.
Yeah, CITR?
Si quiere mandar un saludo.
Wait on the line. Who's this, Oscar?
Yes.
Just hold on. Somebody wanted to say hi there in the telephone.
Uh-huh.
So let's finish listening to this song, and then we'll give away tickets.
Shopping come on. Like when I was 17, I want to go back there again. Counting off the city blocks, adding up the dimes. Trying to keep the angry voices low. Pissing on a miracle, hoping for a change. I'd just settle for peace of mind. Shopping cart Joe. That's what they call me, that's all they. Shopping cart Joe. That's what they call me, that's all they know. That's what they call me, that's all they know. That's what they call me, that's all they know.
That's what they call me, that's all they know.
So that's John Pippus, that's my favorite John Pippus song, Shopping Cart Joe, dedicated to the homeless, no, I guess, homeless problem.
That's right.
So let's listen to an harmonica song, no?
All right.
And just remind people that the party is on February 12th, so not this Saturday, but the next one, 2 days before Valentine, at the Billy Bishop. The address is 1407 Laburnum Street. That's half a block from Cornwall Avenue. And Arbutus is like a couple of blocks from Arbutus. Yeah, right there in Kitts Beach.
CITR is a sponsor of the night, as is vanmusic.ca. And sound therapy, and Shaw TV is going to be there with a couple of cameras, slow dance contest, body painting, comedy, love poetry, three bands, Satori Tide, Karma, Harma White, and me, John Pippus, and my band.
Yeah, for sure. And there's going to be special drinks and...
going to be love potion for $4.25, the beer special for $3.75.
Okay.
And where do you get the advance tickets? Why don't you tell our listeners, Oswaldo?
What is Zulu Records?
Yes.
Red Cat?
No. Yes. $10 each $10. Advance. $12 at the door.
Okay. So let's listen to the harmonica song,
sure.
No?
I'm going
to
play a song live.
Cool.
CITR listeners, I'm gonna play you the blues song that I wrote. It's called Have You Got Have You Got Leaving on Your Mouth? The way you treat me, it's a crown. Please, please let me know if you don't love me anymore. You got one eye at the door. Have you got leaving on your mouth? Have you got evil on your mind? The way you treat me, it's a crime. Let me know if you don't love me anymore. Well, is there something that you need? Have you got evil on your mind? Have you got leaving on your mind?
That was what was the name of that song?
Have you got leaving on your mind? Yeah. That's what it's called. That's what it's about, too.
Okay. So this is John Pippus playing live here on the Morning After Show.
The Morning After what? Why do you call it the Morning After Show?
Well, you know, I didn't thought of that name.
No.
It was Jeremy Baker, who was the original host of this show. So... but I guess it could be the morning after, you know, fill the blanks. Mm.
The morning so after Monday night, for example.
Yeah, for example. Yeah, or so, for example, the 13th of February will be the morning after the big party.
I like how you worked that in there.
Cool. Okay, let's listen to this band that is featured on vanmusic.ca. That I haven't listened to them, but let's see how they sound. They're called, they're from Vancouver, of course, and they're called Philoceraptor. Philoceraptor.
Never heard of them.
Philoceraptor. No, I never heard of them either, but they have their CD here. So let's listen to them, and we'll be right back here on 101.9 FM.
Maybe I'll go back one day.
Yeah, so they're not bad, eh?
Yeah, they're good.
Kind of punky.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so much talent in Vancouver. It's amazing, eh?
So much, yeah. It's incredible. I also went to see this this play, Hardcore Logo, mm-hmm. on the Rickshaw Theater, part of the Push Festival. It's really cool, eh? Mm. I had a lot of fun there. Mm. The band played really good. The story is basically the same as the film, the Hardcore Logo. Mm-hmm. So I had a good time. Check it out. Still playing until the 6th, all this week, the Rickshaw Theater.
Joey Shithead wrote the music for it, eh?
Yeah.
From DOA.
Yeah, yeah. And Corinne Kessel from Los Furious also did some of the musical direction there. And the actors are all musicians too, so it was really cool. You should check it out.
I should.
Yeah.
I will.
So let's play a song, yeah?
Okay. Here's a song called I'm Mad, Every Little Thing You Do.
Off your cigarettes, you can smoke up in my eyes. I'll donate you both my lungs, pretty baby, if you get paralyzed. I'm mad, I'm mad. Every little thing you do. If you start a fire, I will put it out. You can drive the fire truck, I hate to see you pout. 'Cause I'm mad, every little thing you do.
divided. The artist paints his picture, a lawyer pleads his case. I just stand here mesmerized by your pretty face. Mesmerize me. Naked, I wanna see you famous. I'm coming to your show tonight. I don't care what your name is. Cause I'm mad, I'm mad. Every little thing you do, you know I'm mad, I'm mad. What you gonna do about it?
So that was the short song. What was the name of that?
That's the short song called "I'm Mad." Every little thing you do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you gonna play that?
Yeah.
At night.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. I don't know what else. Let's give away tickets. No, let's give away tickets. We have a couple that we can give away. I have tickets to go check out your show on the 12th. And also, I have tickets for the 24th annual Bob Marley Bash on February 9 at the venue. So if you want to check out any of these gigs, give me a call here, 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR. And in the meantime, let's listen to this guy, Sovjan Stevens. So telephone number here is 822-2487. with that, we say goodbye. This is We Need Surgery. It's another Vancouver band, excellent band. This is from the Simon Says EP, and they're going to be playing tonight, actually, at the Biltmore. We Need Surgery, so check them out. They're really cool. So we're going to say goodbye. Thanks, guys, for listening. Remember to podcast the show in a little bit at www.citr.ca if you missed the show with John Pipo's special presentation here and the world premiere of his song. If you miss it, check it out, www.citr.ca. And we'll also put it on bandmusic.ca. So thank you, John, for coming here.
Thank you very much. I really had a good time, Oswaldo. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for sharing your music and your talent. And we're looking forward for February 12th at the Billy Bishop, no?
Yep. That'll be a good night of music.
Cool. Okay, so what are we going to do? I'm going to put a couple of songs from Robert Wyatt from one of my favorite all-time CDs called Rock Bottom. And then I'll leave you with a special CD surprise then while I finish filling up this paperwork that I have to do here. This was the Morning After Show. My name's still Osvaldo Perez, and I'll see you next week. Next week you're coming back, no? With Eve?
Yeah, with Eve, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we'll have a more live music next week. So, yeah, check it out. The Morning After Show. Thank you.
it's a baloney when it's a folly. I'm your lord, I'm your dear little dolly. But when drops get too heavy, I'll fill up your belly. I'm not your larder. I'm Alifee, your garder.
So we're going to leave you with the City of Gang of Four, that they're going to be playing a gig in Vancouver. And after that, Linda Bull is coming with the Italian show, Give 'Em the Boot. The Gang of Four is playing February 15, so check them out.
Talk, spot, don't forget, cry. Oh, you made a thing of me.